2021年精编初中英语教学与评估12。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片每个句子念两遍
1. Please keep quiet at the concert.
Please keep quiet at the concert.
2. How about walking the dog after dinner, Peter?
How about walking the dog after dinner, Peter?
3. It must be tiring to clean up the whole house by yourself.
It must be tiring to clean up the whole house by yourself.
4. What kind of fruit would you like? Watermelons or pineapples?
What kind of fruit would you like? Watermelons or pineapples?
5. Ben will take part in the swimming competition in the school sports meeting.
Ben will take part in the swimming competition in the school sports meeting.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。每个对话念两遍。
6. How old is your daughter, Jane?
18.But she'll be 19 next month.
I see. Mine is only 10.
Question. How old is Jane's daughter? 请再听一遍。
How old is your daughter, Jane?
18. But she'll be 19 next month.
I see. Mine is only 10.
Question. How old is Jane's daughter?
7. I've lived in Europe for years, but I'm a Canadian.
Really? How many languages do you speak?
My French and Italian are quite good.
Question. What is the man's nationality? 请再听一遍。
I've lived in Europe for years, but I'm a Canadian.
Really? How many languages do you speak?
My French and Italian are quite good.
Question. What is the man's nationality?
8. Oh, it's already 5 o'clock. The sunset will be here soon.
How soon?
In half an hour.
Question. About what time will the sun set? 请再听一遍。
Oh, it's already 5 o'clock. The sunset will be here soon.
How soon?
In half an hour.
Question. About what time will the sun set? 9. David, I have 2 tickets for your favorite film, The Pianist. Shall we go together?
I'd love to. But you know I have so many things to do at hand because I am going to hold an important meeting the day after tomorrow.I have to get everything ready for it.
Question. What does the man mean? 请再听一遍。David, I have 2 tickets for your favorite film, The Pianist. Shall we go together?
I'd love to. But you know I have so many things to do at hand because I am going to hold an important meeting the day after tomorrow. I have to get everything ready for it.
Question. What does the man mean?
10. I want to put the armchair in this room.
Sure. That would look good with the hard wood floor.
And we can put the bookshelf against the back wall.
Question. What are they talking about? 请再听一遍。
I want to put the armchair in this room.
Sure, that would look good with the hard wood floor.
And we can put the bookshelf against the back wall.
Question, what are they talking about?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。
Research suggests that the seat you choose in the classroom says a lot about you and your character. For more than 70 years, researchers and teachers have studied the link between the place where students choose to sit in class and what they are like as people and learners. People often think that students who sit at the back are lazy, but is this really true? Well, some researchers say it is not. In fact, shy students often choose the back row because it is far away from the teacher and they don't want to answer questions. At the back, students probably won't speak much. Students who sit at the side of the classroom are generally interested in class. However, they like watching and listening rather than joining in. These students are usually good at taking notes. Next time you miss a class, borrow notes from someone who sits here. They usually get good grades in school and are interested in learning. Do you sit in the middle of the classroom? Then you most probably like your teacher. You probably have a good relationship with your classmate. Caring, outgoing, and cheerful people usually sit in the middle. They are usually serious about learning and feel disappointed with low grades on exams. You probably sit right at the front of the class if you are eager for knowledge. Students who sit here usually want to discuss things with the teacher and are often very interested in the subject. They want to be in the best place to see and hear everything the teacher does and says. The only problem with sitting here is that it can be difficult to see and hear what other students do and say in class.
请再听一遍。
Research suggests that the seat you choose in the classroom says a lot about you and your character. For more than 70 years, researchers and teachers have studied the link between the place where students choose to sit in class and what they are like as people and learners. People often think that students who sit at the back are lazy, but is this really true? Well, some researchers say it is not. In fact, shy students often choose the back row because it is far away from the teacher and they don't want to answer questions. At the back, students probably won't speak much. Students who sit at the side of the classroom are generally interested in class. However, they like watching and listening rather than joining in. These students are usually good at taking notes. Next time you miss a class, borrow notes from someone who sits here. They usually get good grades in school and are interested in learning. Do you sit in the middle of the classroom? Then you most probably like your teacher. You probably have a good relationship with your classmate. Caring, outgoing, and cheerful people usually sit in the middle. They are usually serious about learning and feel disappointed with low grades on exams. You probably sit right at the front of the class if you are eager for knowledge. Students who sit here usually want to discuss things with the teacher and are often very interested in the subject. They want to be in the best place to see and hear everything the teacher does and says. The only problem with sitting here is that it can be difficult to see and hear what other students do and say in class. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。短文念两遍。
House fires cause many deaths each year, and a large number of these fires are unfortunately set by children. So it's important to teach them that fire is a tool, not a toy. Kids must understand that they had better not play with fire. You should keep matches and lighters out of their reach. A smoke alarm can greatly reduce your chances of being hurt in a fire. The main job of such an alarm is to protect you while you are asleep. You should have a smoke alarm outside each bedroom and on every floor of your home. You ought to have two plans for getting out of your house if there is a fire and practice these plans in the dark with your family. A smoke alarm warns you of the danger, but when you hear it, take action immediately because you don't have much time. When you come to a closed door, check it with the back of your hand. If it feels hot, there may be smoke or fire behind the door, so take care. Once you are out of your house, call the fire department from a neighbor's house. If a family member or a pet is caught inside, you shouldn't go back in. Firemen know how to take them to a safe place. A smoke alarm is good only if it's working properly. Change the batteries at least once a year. You should use the test button each month to see if the alarm and batteries are still working. A smoke alarm lasts about 10 years. You ought to change it even if it seems to be working. About 2 out of 3 fire deaths happen in homes with no working smoke alarms. Most of these deaths can be avoided.
请再听一遍。
House fires cause many deaths each year, and a large number of these fires are unfortunately set by children. So it's important to teach them that fire is a tool, not a toy. Kids must understand that they had better not play with fire. You should keep matches and lighters out of their reach. A smoke alarm can greatly reduce your chances of being hurt in a fire. The main job of such an alarm is to protect you while you are asleep. You should have a smoke alarm outside each bedroom and on every floor of your home. You ought to have 2 plans for getting out of your house if there is a fire, and practice these plans in the dark with your family. A smoke alarm warns you of the danger, but when you hear it, take action immediately because you don't have much time. When you come to a closed door, check it with the back of your hand. If it feels hot, there may be smoke or fire behind the door, so take care. Once you are out of your house, call the fire department from a neighbor's house. If a family member or a pet is caught inside, you shouldn't go back in. Firemen know how to take them to a safe place. A smoke alarm is good only if it's working properly. Change the batteries at least once a year. You should use the test button each month to see if the alarm and batteries are still working. A smoke alarm lasts about 10 years. You ought to change it even if it seems to be working. About 2 out of 3 fire deaths happen in homes with no working smoke alarms. Most of these deaths can be avoided.